From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Airlines began prohibiting checked luggage on some flights out of Cairo today after several world leaders suggested a bomb may have brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt last week. President Obama said there is a possibility that a bomb did destroy the plane, killing all 224 passengers and crew. Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron addressed the issue.
We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for attacking the jet. The outgoing UN envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, urged that the country's rival leadership stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. He says there has been progress, but no formal acceptance of the agreement. Homes and vehicles were engulfed in red mud after a dam burst at an iron ore mine in southeastern Brazil. Aerial pictures show several hundred meters of industrial sludge overrunning the town of Bento Rodrigues, about 7 kilometers below the Fundão Dam. Residents were ordered to evacuate. Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council has announced that 37-year-old banana entrepreneur Jovenel Moïse received 32.8% of the vote in the October poll, while 53-year-old Jude Celestine received 25.2%. There will be a runoff next month. This is VOA News. A UN watchdog group is accusing Iraq of violating the human rights of its citizens in the name of combating acts of terrorism. Lisa Schlein has details.
The UN Committee of 18 independent experts acknowledged Iraq's need to adopt measures to combat acts of terrorism. This, especially in light of the grave crimes being committed by the so-called Islamic State, including killings, abductions, enslavement, rape, and torture. But it said these horrific acts do not justify the human rights violations reportedly being committed against civilians by Iraqi security forces and allied armed groups in their efforts to defeat IS. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
North Korea has lifted a ban that kept two South Korean officials from entering a factory complex it jointly manages with South Korea. The North Korea earlier this week imposed the ban keeping the officials from the Kaesong Industrial Complex, which lies just north of the border. Pyongyang gave no reason for imposing the ban Tuesday, and officials in Seoul said the North did not give a reason today when it lifted the restriction. More than 53,000 North Korean workers are employed by about 120 South Korean factories in that park. From tackling homelessness to empowering youth, the Obama administration is rolling out a number of new steps in support of Native American tribes. President Obama has made improving the lives of Native Americans a priority. He spoke with five Native American youths Thursday in a wide-ranging conversation about issues facing the tribes, including support for students transitioning into college.
The other thing we're trying to do is to strengthen tribal colleges. Because we think there's an opportunity for more young people to get a really good education in a way that is culturally linked and allows young people to stay at home.
In its seventh year, the White House Tribal Nations Conference brought together leaders of hundreds of groups and tribal leaders and U.S. government officials to discuss ways of removing barriers to youth success and advancing tribal sovereignty. Next week's U.S. Republican presidential debate will feature fewer candidates than previous debates, 8 this time instead of 10. The 8 will include Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.